The film, Black Panther, has smashed records at the box office. It's now the highest-grossing superhero movie ever in the U.S. It's also sparked a boom in African clothing. But can the buzz last? Some local businesses in Boston hope so, as WBUR's Ininjor and Wemeka reports.
Tucked away on a residential street in Dorchester is Elegant African Fashions. Owner Ebi Ihiono welcomes a new customer on a recent Friday.
How are you?
Very good, thank
See?
You. Very good.
Ooh.
John Sebastian Duvillier steps further into the shop, and his eyes light up.
This is beautiful. When you come in, this is like Africa.
That's right. Thank you.
Duvillier is a dancer and choreographer, and he's been thinking a lot about Africa ever since he saw the movie Black Panther.
The clothes, the spirituality, the food, the songs, the art. So it definitely made me think of Africa and Pan-Africanism in a certain way.
So when he needed an outfit for an event, he did a quick online search for stores that specialize in African attire. He found this place. There are handmade clothes on display, jewelry, and the store is lined floor to ceiling with vibrant African fabrics from Nigeria, Ghana, and other African countries.
You want to try this? You can try it on and see how it fits.
Sure. Okay? Is that the only white one you have?
No, I'll show you a couple of other ones.
Duvillier tries on a few and ends up with two embroidered white shirts.
I think this was made for me.
Duvillier is one of many new customers that have come through the doors of Elegant African Fashion since the movie Black Panther opened. Store owner Ebi Ihiono says these new customers are from all different backgrounds, and her regular customers are buying more since the movie.
It's been super. Business, usually during winter, business is slow, but it has been like up, you know? People come every day.
Ihiono is originally from Nigeria and has run this business out of the basement of her home for 11 years. And for the first time, she ran out of some items.
I ran out of dashiki. I ran out. I had to go and, you know, start making more.
Dashikis are colorful printed dress shirts that usually sell in the summer. And Ebi Ihiono isn't slowing down. She's already booked up with orders for custom-made clothes for the next 2 months, all because of the bump from Black Panther. But the question for shop owners like Ihiono is, how do they keep this buying excitement going once the movie hype wanes? Diane Bassamera runs a new online marketplace called Emoti, where African artisans sell their goods. Sales on her website have tripled since the movie came out. She grew up in Uganda and now wants to blog on her site to show people how to wear and style African clothes.
And I think that with that education, that should help sustain the high traffic that I got on the website. So that's my plan so far. And I hope there'll be another Black Panther, so we have another big bang.
Some fashion experts already predict Black Panther will give African designs even more influence in the fashion industry. Caroline Daniels runs the Fashion Entrepreneurial Initiative at Babson College.
This is a long-term trend. The number of people that are becoming fashion consumers is growing, is more diverse. They want more choice. And they want clothing that expresses individuality as well as diversity.
Shopkeeper Ebi Ihiono is experimenting with her own style of individuality. She's coming up with new designs to put fun African prints on T-shirts, jeans, and other Western wear.
We're not going to stop because Black Panther slows down. We have to keep this. And I believe when they put on whatever will make you and they feel good, they come for more.
But she'll still stock up on traditional clothes and old standbys like the dashiki. One of her regular customers, Dorina Marte, hurries into the store to snap up some of the last dashikis for her young kids to wear when they finally see Black Panther.
So it's easy to wear, put on some jeans or pants, and you're good to go.
And are they excited to...
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm trying to surprise them, but they keep, oh, mommy, I want to go see the movie,
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wemeka.